notebook out.
All right. Let's see. Just for the record, today is what is the date today?
15th.
October 15th, 2012. I'm Kevin Kasanovich. Sitting here with Streets, gonna do an oral history interview.
Streets G4G,
and the time is about 5:07. Cool. All right. So thanks again for wanting to be part of the College of William & Mary hip hop collection.
Thank you.
And just to sort of start us off, would you mind introducing yourself?
That'll work. My name's Streets G4G, from Go For The Gusto Entertainment. It's a music company based out of Highland Park, Warrensburg, Virginia. And I do my thing. That's me.
All right. Are you originally from Williamsburg? What's your personal family history?
My family is from Williamsburg, but like I grew up in I was kind of here and there. I mean, between Williamsburg and Newport News. Till I was about 13, and I want to say I was in the news in Newport News more than Williamsburg. Mm-hmm. But we moved down to Williamsburg. The last time, what year was it? 2000.
Okay.
In fact, it was 2000, and been down here ever since. So.
Now, any difference between growing up in Williamsburg, growing up in Newport News, is there?
Oh yeah.
Life different?
Yeah, it's definitely a difference. Like it's a little more city. Whereas it's the city anyway. You know what I'm saying? So you know you got your city lifestyle out there. You got your kids that know more than they should. You know what I mean? You got your girls. You know you got the regular urban area.
And that's we're talking Newport News versus versus Williamsburg.
As out here, you know you got your certain spots where. You got guys that, you know, they go in for what they believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as the whole city, you know what I mean? This spot is known for, like, when people want to come down here and see the city, they just want to say they visited Williamsburg. This is more like a laid-back spot, but, you know, every spot out here ain't like that. You know what I mean? But that's the difference. You can find more urban areas in Newport News. Mm-hmm. And you came to Williamsburg, that's for sure.
Do you prefer one or the other? Do you like Williamsburg more than Newport News or vice versa?
I kind of look at them both the same, you know what I'm saying? In Newport News, I know I can damn near get anywhere from like the beginning of the news to maybe a little bit in the midtown. I mean, so I'm familiar with both areas the same. It wouldn't matter to me. Right now I'm in Williamsburg, but you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't matter to me. If I was to move though, I would rather move out of state, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. How come?
Just, you know what I mean? Especially for like what we doing. Especially for like what we doing, you know what I'm saying? This ain't the area for it.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I would definitely be trying to make a move to like Atlanta, maybe Florida, maybe New York.
You know
what I'm saying? Somewhere where an artist with a buzz.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Has the potential to get somewhere.
Yeah. All right. I mean, I think that's a good transition to sort of get into it in terms of hip hop. So. You mentioned perhaps, you know, needing to or wanting to move out of state because, especially in terms of what you're doing with hip hop. I mean, does Virginia not have a good hip hop scene, or what is going on with Virginia hip hop and specifically this area too, this region like Hampton Roads and stuff?
I'm not sure what it is Virginia's not doing. I just know Virginia's not doing. So that's all I'm concerned with. You know what I mean? I'd rather not even waste my time trying to figure out why something's not going the way I think it should go. Especially if I got the chance to change the situation. So I don't know what's going on. I just know it ain't working. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm definitely, wherever I go, you know what I'm saying, I'm still Virginia. So, you know, I look at it as me moving out. It's like me bridging a huge gap wherever I go, because I'm still deal with the guys I rock with around here now. When I go out there, I'm going to network, meet some new guys out there. We're going to all chop it up. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I look at it as a benefit of, I mean, if I leave, I'm coming, I'm bringing it back home. So,
So in terms of the art that you're creating, even if you do end up somewhere else outside the state, I mean, there's a sense that what you're doing is Virginia hip hop. I mean, in your mind, I mean, is your sound sort of what Virginia hip hop should be, and you're taking that with you wherever, or?
I don't even see it like that. I look at it as my sound is just my sound. You know what I'm saying? But I represent Virginia. Being that I represent Virginia, you have to consider my sound a Virginia sound. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what's your earliest memories of hip hop?
Shit, man. I remember my first. I remember my first tape. The first tape I ever had. I had a Criss Cross tape. I remember it had Jump On, it was a white tape, you know what I'm saying? But I remember that was my first tape. I was like, I don't even remember, man. I might have been younger than Criss Cross at the time, I don't know. But I remember that. I remember, like, I wasn't raised up in the Mobb Deep era or the, you know, like guys like M.O.P., guys like that. I was more so on like Mystical, C. Murder, Master P, and Hot Boys, of course, B.G., Lil Wayne, old Lil Wayne, like Hot Boy Lil Wayne, Turk, Juvenile. I mean, that whole movement right there, that's what had my attention. I used to mess with, I mean, of course, you know, I had to mess with DMX, Jay-Z, for real, it might have been about it. Oh, T.I., Boosie, Webby. That might be about it, for real.
And so, I mean, how does that, how do you see that influencing your style?
I mean, I listened to them. I was listening to them guys before I was able to rap, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I guess I like the sound. I don't, if they can find some Boosie sound in me or something, you know what I'm saying? I guess that would be where that came from. I like to think I got my own style. And new music, new hot music influences me, you know what I'm saying? That made me want to write a song. When I hear something new, that made me want to write it to kind of like top it in my brain.
Take me through a process of how you write a song and put it together, and how do you know when you put something together that's going to be really hot, like City on Fire, Me and Mine? Like, how do you know that you've done something that this is really good?
From the beginning of the process, man, like usually when I hear a beat, if somebody on it or not, like a lot of times a melody will come to my head. And that's usually the beginning of all my songs, like the beginning of that beat to like the middle part, that's gonna have a lot to do with my song, because I listen to how I come in. You know what I mean? I try to find ways that I can come in and make it still sound clever, catchy at the same time. But once I get that melody, it's a rap, you know what I'm saying? Then I just put the words to it. I usually gotta be like, for me to write something that I'm real confident about, I usually gotta be like by myself. And I turn that up, turn the computer on, you know what I'm saying, turn the inbox up on it, and I get in here, I move around the whole living room, and I put it together. I let my homies hear it when I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
If I like it, I'm gonna run with it anyway. But I don't know. I mean, it's usually not to maybe like that. When I start to write a song, it's usually not to like the end. When I start to be like, I don't like it. So by the time, if I do get that feeling by the song,
yeah.
It'd be like at the end when I be like, man, I'm tired of writing this shit. Fuck this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's that. So I mean, it's. You know, like in terms of putting it together, are you a perfectionist? I mean, does it like, or do you just work it to a point, like you were saying, when you're like, I'm done, fuck it, I gotta move on?
I wouldn't say I'm a perfectionist, but I wanna make every bar I can worth something, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I really put thought into what I be writing, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm definitely, I guess that would be like a because I won't just write anything if I can help it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes if I just feel it should go, I'll put it there, but for the most part, I'm real picky about what I write, man.
Want to rewind it a little bit to sort of take it back to the crisscross moment, right? I mean, how did you first get interested in hip-hop?
I mean, I've been listening to music since forever, but I had an aunt that when it used to be her turn to babysit us or babysit me, she would go get a big radio from out her room, her headphones, and she used to keep like a lot of crates full of CDs, and she already know that's what I want. You know what I'm saying? I was a kid, but I just sit there with the radio, with the crazy CDs, and just listen to them all day. Tell whoever come get me. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I think that's what got me so into music, though. Because, like, I was exposed to so much music when I was young.
You know what were, when you were younger, some of the CDs and albums that you really liked?
Juvenile, 400 Degrees.
Let me see.
Juvenile, 400 Degrees. I like the BG, Chopper City in the Ghetto. BG, Checkmate. Jeezy, Thug Motivation, 101. Jay-Z, The Blueprint. What else? Oh, T.I. Urban Legend. That's about it. I mean, those are the ones I can still get right now. And can't wait to put them. I got to put this somewhere so I can play the computer, the car. You know what I'm saying? Those are those albums right there for me.
Okay. That's not only always being interested in music from a young age and... your aunt, knowing you well enough that she's gonna put out the CDs. Any other friends and family growing up that just completely into music, completely into hip hop? Like, who were you talking with about hip hop growing up?
My brother, he played a big part in the music I was listening to too. For real, that was it. My brother and my aunt. That was it. Like, that's what I used to hear most music from. And like, my mom she used to trip about like the cussing or whatever, I used to listen to whatever I wanted to listen to. But that's why I used to hear it from my brother, my mom.
So how do you define hip-hop?
I look at hip-hop, I'm gonna say I look at the hip hop that everybody's referring to now. When they say hip hop, I look at that as like the foundation of hip hop. I look at hip hop today as the branches. Like, a lot of people don't like how it's looking right now, but I mean, it's hip hop.
Yeah.
It all came from Run DMC, Kool Moe Dee, you know what I'm saying? It all came from those guys, Curtis Blow. That's the hip hop they're referring to. But me, I mean, I say hip hop is hip hop, from the stupidest shit I hear to the most beautiful music in the world. You know what I'm saying? It's hip hop to me.
Yeah, I mean, you bring up a good point that that you hear people talking about it on TV, you read it on online, and some other folks that I've sat down with and interviewed. They really want to they really want to make a distinction between music nowadays that it's not hip hop, or it's somehow isn't as good as, you know, what it was in the late 80s, early 90s, or you know, or even middle 80s. But it seems to me that I don't know. I mean, do you feel that way? Because what you just said, I mean, it doesn't necessarily. It feels like you're more expansive. You're more giving on that.
See, I see. Like, I think when they talk like that, I mean, of course, like, if you growing up and if you into that stage in your life where, like, music plays a big part, say that happens in 94. Any hot music in 94.
That's it, out, right? Yeah.
That's what you're going to like.
Yeah.
So that's going to be, like, as far as you're concerned, that's going to be, like, that's where it was at. So in 2012, you're going to think, man, 94, that's where it was
at.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's how I look at that. I feel like you like what you like, man. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't living in 94, so, I mean, I'm tripping. I said I wasn't living. How old was I in 94? I was 7? Something like that. Oh, well, I was listening to what I was listening to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I still like that music. But, I mean, I ain't tripping that the music nowadays, you know what I'm saying, that the music nowadays is not as hot as that was to me then or whatever. I mean, so be it. And, you know what I'm saying, you got the option to buy it or not, listen to it or not even look at it. Who cares, you know what I'm saying? You got a radio, you don't like what you're playing, put a CD in.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it.
All right, so, you know, yeah, it's funny. Done a lot of interviews with some, like, first generation Zulu Nation cats and Black Spades and stuff in Bronx, and, you know, these guys are all, you know, in their 50s, some of them are pushing 60, but they're still real tough dudes, you know, and they all complain that kids these days wear their pants too low. It's the funniest, you know what I mean? It's like, for them, when they were growing up and kids, you know, they just don't get it. It's the funniest shit ever. You're like, because you're talking to these guys, you're like, what do you care about that? You know. Yeah. So, in terms of your style, how do you describe it?
I look at that as just, I look at that as like the same as I do the music. I mean, when you was that age, if you weren't sagging your pants, you gonna look at it now as that's not the thing to do, but. Like I said, things change with time, man. And with time come more kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they get to the stage that you was at, and you won't sag in your pants. They get to that stage in their life, and that's what everybody wants. You know, sagging your pants.
And so, in terms of your art, your hip hop that you make, how do you describe it? How do you define it?
I just make music, man. I try to rap about every thought that's in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why my music sounds different, you know what I'm saying, as far as content, you know what I'm saying, styles or whatever. Because, like, it all depends on what I'm thinking about, how I'm feeling when I hit a beat, what I want to talk about. And all of that stems from what's in my mind. So I just say my music is my music, man. Like, you get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hopefully, I think everybody should get an answer to at least one of the questions they got listening to my music. Because I answer it in the music. You know what I'm saying? So my music is my music, man. That's how I describe my style. I only know how to do it how I like it. Mm-hmm. Songs. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you mentioned that if anyone's got questions or they're coming at you with any questions or something like that, and that it's in the music, what are you trying to present? You know what I mean? I mean, are there answers that you're trying to give folks sort of before they even ask the question with your music?
I'm not trying to do it,
mm-hmm.
but the way I like to go about writing my music, I kind of I put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so when I say, hopefully I answer a question,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you might come up in your head, like, I wonder what streets ever settle down and this, that, and the thing.
Right.
No, I'm tripping about that, but. Nah, I ain't trying to answer no questions, man. I just mean what I say, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's how I feel like I answer people's questions.
Mm-hmm.
I know they are questions for me, you know. Of course, like, a lot of people haven't got the chance to meet me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But,
So, you mind describing some of your projects that you've done in the past, what you're working on now, like, what's going on with the state of your music and everything?
The first CD I came out with, the one that everybody's familiar with, or more people are familiar with anyway, you know what I'm saying? That's Mr. William Berg, Volume 1.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And pretty much what we was doing with the William Berg series, the mixtapes or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like those were like the first two. I want to say the first two. The first two were free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But that was to, you know what I'm saying, build up some anticipation.
Yeah.
So by the time we give them a mixtape, they got to buy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They already got a reason to. Mm-hmm. They got two CDs. And mm-hmm, now they mm-hmm. know what it is, so you know if you like it or not. So, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like a marketing strategy.
Yeah,
to be honest. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like, I kind of looked at it like, what would make me buy a guy's CD and really listen to it?
Because mm-hmm.
I didn't buy guy's CDs on the street. Every time somebody came up to me with one of their CDs, I didn't bought it just because I'm that type of person, you know what I'm saying? But, like, for me to want to hear somebody, I had to have heard about them, you know what I'm saying? So, I kind of mixed that with my marketing scheme
mm-hmm.
and gave it to her. I mean, put it out there like that. But, like I said, the first one was Mr. William Berg, Volume 1.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Second one, mm-hmm. Mr. William Berg, Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those ones, well, Volume 1 had 5 tracks, Volume 2 had 6.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So after that came the Dunnett Street Music mixtape mm-hmm. hosted by DJ Kareem. And that's what we had City on 5.
mm-hmm.
That came out on that mixtape right there. And we got a couple videos, man. We got a. Of course, we got a City on 5 video
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that's doing some good numbers. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the support because some of that came, well, a lot of that came from Women Matter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I appreciate that, but that's on the YouTube. That right now is at 14,000 plus views. I ain't mm-hmm. even sure how much over. But what I got after that? I got the Me and Mine, and that's me and my brother, mm-hmm. Pete. That video.
Oh, that's your. That's your brother. Okay.
Yeah. We got that on YouTube. I think right now that's at like 5,000 views or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got the track with Man Pella. That's called All Fam, No Friends.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's at 4,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We got the Certified Nigga one.
Mm-hmm,
you know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And right now, that's been up for a month.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's at 14,000.
Okay, all right, yeah. I mean, it's a great song, so.
Yeah. So, then we got another song. I mean, we got another video about to come out in a couple of days. And that's the Your World video.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that track right there might kind of spread my fan base out a little more.
Okay.
Right there.
So, I mean, who's making all... I mean, who's directing the videos? Or how do... I guess, actually, walk that back. how does a video get made? Like, how are you, you know?
How does a video get made?
Yeah.
Usually, I mean, I got all my music on the computer anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? I do a lot of work on that computer right there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, usually while I'm in here doing my work, I'm listening to a lot of my music.
Mm-hmm.
And usually that song, out of that whole section of music I'm listening to, usually the song that stand out to me the most and stick with me the longest,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, this the one. And then not to mention, while I'm listening to it, I'm kind of picturing little scenes that could go in the video.
Okay, so, like, in terms of the concept for the videos, that's all you? I mean, you're bringing that for the most part?
Nah, that's me and my squad.
Okay.
That's me, PDP, Jay Shine, and Maul. But usually, like, when I think of something, I call them up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Ask them what they think. You know what I'm saying? They kind of clean it up, critique it.
Mm-hmm.
And once we got that, we call the guy to shoot the video, lock him down, and
mm-hmm.
we get the video over and done. And we also let them, you know what I'm saying, we also, like, we want their input also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They the guys with the camera, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we definitely let them know, feel free at any time
mm-hmm.
to say, hey, I think you should do this, or vice versa.
How are you able to connect up with the video guys? I mean,
Twitter, man. Twitter.
Really? I mean, you just put it out there and. Are you Twitter, following folks? Or?
Yeah, I'm following folks, but one of the guys, the guy that shot City on Fire, you know what? He used to be my ACES teacher.
Okay.
Matter of fact, he was in, well, not my ACES mm-hmm. teacher, but the ACES teacher, but I used to be in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I met him there, got him to shoot that. Me and mine, all fam, no friends, and certified nigga, that's my homeboy King Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that name. And he's local, or?
Yeah, he's brand new. You can find him on Twitter.
Okay.
His name is at King Lee TV 757.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it sounds like not only how we were able to hook up over Facebook, but Twitter and all that is that it seems to be able to do a different way, let you do a different way in terms of getting your music out there as opposed to like 20 years ago or so. You see like internet and everything being more a positive thing for making music.
Right. Damn right, the world is on Twitter.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? You in a position to network with hundreds of thousands of people, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As like with Facebook, you know, you get 5,000 or some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention Facebook is like, you only gonna really meet with so many people on there.
Yeah.
No matter which route you go. You know what I'm saying? And Twitter is like, you out there, man.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's on Twitter. McDonald's got a Twitter. every business that has a commercial
mm-hmm.
always has a Twitter somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, Twitter. Twitter is amazing, man. Twitter and YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially, like, YouTube is something serious, man. Like, that's the best creation known to man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great situation. We get it for free,
mm-hmm.
and they get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to keep being what it is. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about how put together G4G. I mean, what was the idea behind starting that up and everything?
We'll go for the Gusto Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, that's the name. And go for the Gusto came from when I was doing a little time in James River Correctional Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a homeboy in there, homeboy named Rafa. That was like my old head, man. That was the guy that kept me straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So one of the conversations we had before I left, he was just like, no matter what you do, streets, just Because when you get out there, it's just go for the gusto, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was something about that had Jai, like, stuck with me. Like, what I just said was his exact words. The little stutter I had, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
That goes to show you how much it stuck with me. That was shit. I got out April 2011.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He might have told me that, like, beginning of April or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember it just like that.
Mm-hmm. You still talking with him?
Yeah.
Cool. You mentioned the fact that, Twitter, YouTube, even Facebook with its limitations is amazing in terms of reach and getting out there.
Yeah.
So how do you see that then in terms of where does the sort of old school sort of record label music industry, how do they fit into this new media landscape?
Oh, it made it easier to see who's doing what.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, for that matter. You know what I'm saying? All of them got numbers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All of them views, followers.
Okay. So you're able to say, I have, you know, this many followers, this many views, like X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
That's why you need me?
That's why who needs who?
The record label needs you. Like, you can say to them, you can say, like, you should sign me because of this? I mean, is that a way of, like, leveraging yourself?
I mean, it's definitely a way of leverage off the strength of, like, you pretty much telling them you want to be in a situation with them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you're coming to them. You're not in a situation with them. You got those type of numbers.
Okay.
They see what you can do by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or whoever you're messing with. So far, you've been making the right moves because you got videos with hundreds of thousands of views and Twitter followers in that same bar. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely gives you like more leverage than it would if you was just to come with 1,500 followers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and now when we talked, what was it, yesterday or the day before? I think yesterday, but mentioned Atlantic as well.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about, where did that come from? How did that come about?
I got a cousin in Atlanta. She kind of just put my music in the right place, and it's nothing guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I haven't even heard nothing back from it yet, but I mean, it's a chance. But just to hear that they're interested in it enough to do that, just turns me up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like gives me more drive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, they like it then. I mean, they like it now, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling them what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And they like it from here. I mean, Williamsburg.
What's the chances
of that? So that, what would it be if I was to move out there?
Right.
To Atlanta.
Right. It makes you wonder too, though, if, like, let's say it's like 20, 25 years ago, would they have even been able to hear something coming out of Williamsburg? You know what I mean?
You said, would they?
Yeah. I mean, would they even have their ears open or know how to figure out that there's some great music coming out of Williamsburg?
It wasn't that easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Back in those times right there. I mean, now you got, like, local spots on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you won't get that right there.
You bring up a good, interesting point I want to talk about just in terms of dealing with the radio. I know that that did a show at the Crust. Was it last year? Did you do?
Was that last year?
Yeah, for the film festival with Shakespeare's Ghost.
No, it was this year.
It was this year. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then was that in some way hooked up with the campus radio station?
Yeah, it was. I got on that by a friend of mine named Nora Knight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's a beautiful young lady. But she goes with me, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She kind of proposed it to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And filled me in on the details, and I was with it. You know what I'm saying? Any type of show like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I can be a part of it, I want to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Any stuff been played on the college radio station at all, or?
From what I heard, it has, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I never, like, I didn't personally hit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, because I don't listen to the radio. It's sad how much I listen to the radio now, you know what I'm saying? When I was, you know what I'm saying, serving time or whatever,
mm-hmm.
That's what we had.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'd be on.
Mm-hmm.
I just needed music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So like now I don't even listen to the radio.
Yeah.
But if I do, you gotta be a DJ on. I like, you know what I mean, when it's mixtape shows or whatever.
Mm-hmm,
you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? But yeah, from what I heard, like, I mean from what I hear, like when it's spent, I get calls, people who talk about it on Twitter, say it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple times I caught my music. And that feeling right there, man, especially like with it being like DJs like DJ Kari, mm-hmm. DJ Jack of Spade,
mm-hmm.
Like I just told you when I was serving my time, I used to be on the radio like that. So like, those are DJs, if I'm listening to the radio, that's what I'm listening to. DJ mm-hmm. Jack of Spades, DJ DJ Kari, DJ LES, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Where what station are these DJs on?
That's
103
Jam. 103
Jams, okay.
102.9.
102.9. And then they got a what time are they on? Is it a particular show?
It's usually like Friday nights.
Friday nights.
Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay.
Yeah, but but it's always around, started like 9,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's from like 9 to maybe like 2 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
3, nah, not even 2, maybe 3 or 4, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see, so I want to talk a little bit more about your group of folks, your crew. Like, so you said it's your brother. And so that's family, obviously, but, and everybody else, friends and family? I mean, how did you know all these folks?
Yeah, pretty much like friends and families,
mm-hmm.
You know, like these guys in it, that, like some, in a situation right now,
mm-hmm.
So they're not with us,
mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's a family thing with me anyway, it's my family. As far as the guys that the public know, you know what I mean? Those are the ones who do the hands-on work with what we doing.
Mm-hmm.
As
mm-hmm.
far as the music, the videos, you know what I'm saying? So, all of them know, friends and family,
mm-hmm.
family, you know, it's a mixture. But like I said, you got Jay Sean, that's, he's like the camera guy, that's the guy who worked the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You got Maul, he worked the camera every now and again. You got PDP, my brother,
mm-hmm.
me. That's the world's G4G.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so in terms of thinking about just hip hop culture and sort of history of hip hop, how do you view yourself in those terms? Like, where's your place in it?
I'm kind of waiting on the world to tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though wherever they put me, if I don't deserve it, I'm gonna come up out of that, and they can put me somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. I don't really look at it like that, man. It's like, where do I stand? I feel as though there are guys that I'm better than.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I mean, I'm a competitor though, so, you know what I mean, that's natural for me to feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really look at it like that.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of, you know, talking about competing against other, or just naturally being a competitor, are there different MCs within the area? I mean, are we talking about you hear somebody on the radio, or like you'll see somebody show?
Top guys.
Top guy. Okay, so, you know, so gunning for that number one spot.
Yeah, so to say. I mean, like, more so with my music, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Like, I told you, I hit new music, man. It kind of, it gave me hype. I mean, like, new good music.
Mm-hmm. Anyway,
you know what I'm saying?
Well, what is good that's new right now? I mean, what are some of the stuff that you're hearing that you're like, oh shit, I wish I would have made that track?
Oh, from Cowboy Cake, Young Pella, Twan Gotti, Rick Rogers, I like Future.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
From 2 Chainz.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with Alley Boy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Alley Boy, I like Alley Boy, I like Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Who else got it right now? Because it ain't too many guys that got it right now. Chief Keef, his whole camp.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, I was just reading that. They just did a bit. What did they do? They did a big spread on him in New York Times recently. I was like,
yeah, about the rapper incident.
Yeah, but you were like, oh, he's come up. They're putting the 3-page spread in New York Times. You know.
Oh yeah, he filthy, man.
Mm-hmm. So you know, you mentioned Rick Rogers and stuff, and these are local guys, right? I mean, in the area.
Yeah, as of right now.
And so we talked a little bit about that sort of stutter, sort of chopped up sound that you were saying that's Rick Rogers, and that's all him, right? I mean, that's just. I mean, would you describe that as a Virginia sound, or that's just him and he's from Virginia?
Yeah, that's just him and he's from mm-hmm. Virginia. I mean, like, it's two ways for me to answer that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if you're looking at it from how we look at it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that's just us, and we're from Virginia.
Mm-hmm,
we're
mm-hmm.
from Virginia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you want me to look at it, like, as far as what they're going to say, anybody outside of us, outside of Virginia,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
then yeah, that's going to be a Virginia sound.
Okay.
Because the guys I just named anyway, he usually make their beats.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, we're always going to have a Rick feel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, there. So as I've been going out talking to people and trying to, you know, get this collection going and the archive going, there's been a sense from other folks that, for whatever reason, Virginia isn't necessarily backing up its artists, or it doesn't support it in a way that like other regions or scenes do.
Yeah, I think with that, man, you gotta make them.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make them do it. I mean, 2 years ago, Chicago, what was Chicago doing?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Them boys came up, like, them boys grinded for that. They made them like it. You know what I'm saying? You, like, spread your music out. You know what I'm saying? Your chances are different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you got good music, or if you got music people gonna like, mm-hmm. you win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's how I look at it. I feel as though everybody who know my music in Virginia likes it,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and that just goes to say when I spread out, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna make the rest of them like it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so wanna talk a little bit, if you don't mind, about a little bit more about just sort of history of the region, a little bit, and so let's see, we mentioned. The radio stations that you listen to,
yeah.
And then some of the DJs. Any other? So it's just 103 and then 102.9, and that's about it.
No, 103 is 102.9.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
But I listen to 106.5,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
the Richmond station.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to
Z104. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Those usually the ones.
Mm-hmm,
if
mm-hmm.
I want to hear like some music when I'm by myself or something, you know what I'm saying? Every now and again, very rarely, but I might turn 95.7 or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But,
Where have You want to tell me about some of the places that you've performed live?
I opened up for Meek Mills at the Alley Nightclub.
Okay, where is that? That's pretty cool.
It's in Newport News.
Okay.
Opened up for Lil Scrappy at Club Twist in Hampton. Opened up for Big Country and Vegas Nightclub. And Newport News. I was supposed to open up for Cassidy at Club Twist, but my seat messed up. So I didn't get a chance to do that.
And in terms of places to perform, is there a good amount of places to perform, like in Newport News, Hampton, Virginia Beach?
It depends on what you mean by performing. As far as like when stars come down here or whatever, I mean, like the biggest clubs, you know what I'm saying? Those are the places to perform. Where you perform is a question, you know what I'm saying, that goes with your situation. I mean, with an answer that goes with your situation. You know, if you know somebody or whatever that might be, you in there. But now if you're talking about performing as far as having your own event and performing.
Yeah.
Not really, man, because a lot of them either they don't want to rent it out after a certain time, or they don't want that type of crowd.
Okay.
Or it's usually a space that costs way more than it's worth.
Yeah.
Or it's a space that's perfect, but the numbers is sky high. You know what I'm saying? So your chances of making your money back is like slim, next to none. Especially if you the only one that's performing, or you got other local guys that's performing. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you bring somebody down here, You might be able to work a little more than even, depending on your spot. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, that's how that go as far as spots to perform.
So it sounds like if you're gonna do it, you're looking at mainly just breaking even, and it's just a chance to get your name out there.
Oh no! I ain't saying that.
Okay.
What I'm saying, it's spots where you gonna make your money back, but I mean, it costs so much money to make that money back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. And,
but I mean, you see a nice profit depending on what spots you working with, what artists you bring in. You know what I'm saying? All that plays a big role. But you can definitely make your money out here. But as far as I'm talking, as far as like what they charging for the spots. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
What is there a club or an area, you know, like Newport News, Hampton, Virginia Beach, or something like that, that's gonna have a better crowd than another spot? I mean, is there a sense of, yeah, is there like a sense of a different type of crowd?
No, I wouldn't say that. But I mean, your clubs got their reputations, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like with the Alley, you got people who go to the Alley faithfully.
Okay, so.
So whatever event they're holding, they're going.
Okay. Then,
so say if we bring you to perform, everybody, you know, when you got a big following and whatnot, when we bring you, the people who, we bring you to the Alley, the people who are, we call them Alley Cats, you know what I'm saying? The people who continuously go to the Alley.
Okay.
Just because it's the Alley, they're coming. But also the people who are coming to see you.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So, you know, in a lot of ways, it sounds like, you know, folks used to follow record labels and stuff that, you know, they're just whatever the next folk coming out, even if they don't know them, they're like, that's on that label, I'm going to buy it.
A lot of 2 Chainz music ain't getting bought. So, I mean, not to say that in a bad way, but what I'm saying is like 2 Chainz hot. You know what I'm saying? And you got people not the amount that should be buying a CD. So like you can imagine how many people gonna buy somebody's CD they ain't never heard of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So we've got this You go to? Are there any record stores? You go to record stores anymore? I mean, does anybody go to record stores anymore?
I don't know. Last time I've been to a record store.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in most stores ever since the youth.
Yeah.
I don't go to a record store.
In terms of sort of hip-hop culture in Hampton Roads, how would you describe it?
It has a sound, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Being that I was born in it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I feel like it's going to take that one breakaway,
mm-hmm.
and bring it back. You know what I'm saying? Everybody eat. You know what I'm saying? I don't, there's some Virginia entertainers now, you know what I'm saying, that like, I don't know. Maybe they got people they bringing up, or they co-signing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that ain't been released to the public yet or something. You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
if not, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You feed a lot of communities like that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how it got to be brought up. Just like that. Mm-hmm. I get up, I pull your hand.
Mm-hmm.
I pull your hand, you pull his hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, so in terms of relationships that you have with, you know, other MCs, other DJs, other folks making music, I mean, what's the community like right now in terms of the folks that you know or that you've heard about in this area, this region?
I mean, for real, if they're not in my circle, and like, if they got good music, you know what I'm saying, I listen to them, whether in my circle or not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I mainly like listen to my circle, man. You know what I'm saying? I like good music. Because I was on Twitter, man, maybe a couple months ago, man.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it hit me, like, because I used to, when I first got on Twitter, whatever videos I see that's on YouTube that I can get on my phone, or if I'm on a computer, if I can get on it,
mm-hmm.
I get on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I go ahead and whatever video I see, anybody tweeting, I check it out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I watch, man, that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Check out another, man, that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? So you got so many people who have done that,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
they're used to saying, man, that is whack. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's like, I mean, you got your videos, man, where it look like, why would you do that? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you got your songs like, That's what you came up with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got those, and sometimes it's in the same project. You know, you got your song that's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got your videos like, why you do that? So, I mean, like, I don't really listen to guys, man, because, like, a lot of guys didn't mess their chance up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's usually how I go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, after you used to see a lot of dudes do it that don't have business doing it. It's like, why even bother? So it makes it harder for that guy that really has a video
mm-hmm.
and a song that you like
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to like make you listen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's what that does.
Okay.
With those guys right there.
How do you see? I mean, what do you think the future is of hip hop? In this region in Virginia, does it have a future?
Oh yeah, it definitely has a future. I think it's gonna be timing, man. It's mm-hmm. all timing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
can't
mm-hmm.
rush it. I mean, it's gonna get there when it gets there. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying?
Was it? Do you think it was ever? Was there ever a moment before where Virginia was hot? I mean. You know, we can say that broke nationally. You got Neptunes, you've got Timbaland, you've got Missy Elliott, you've got Clips. They sort of had some heat, but that seems that not so much anymore.
I mean, it happened too far and in between for like, because I look at it like, is Atlanta. Atlanta has like the game in a headlock right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How I see that is just like this, like, say a new rapper comes up tomorrow,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bobby Christian,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Hottest rapper in the world, Mm-hmm. He blew up. He's from California. Mm-hmm. He blew up the mall. And, you know what I mean? Me and you cool. Mm-hmm. We had a decent rapport. Mm-hmm. You blew up the next day. Mm-hmm. So now I'm looking like, damn, if he did that, I can do that.
Right.
So I'm going to try it. And you can't tell me I can't because I seen him do it. Mm-hmm. So that put a little more oomph in his go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Once he do it, the next person will see the same, take off. The next person, not to mention, the guys they putting on when they get on, and that's how it is in Atlanta. You got dudes blowing up in your neighborhood. That's going to make you go at it. Like, that's what it is right there.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, I mean, that's getting back to what you're talking about timing. Like, when somebody hits, then the next person's gonna hit.
Yeah.
Or in the next person, and then sort of all fanning out from that one center that hit.
And, okay. And I say timing in a way, like timing as far as the as long as the artist takes to realize, I mean, the artist in my head takes to realize, like, chances are better. And the more like a music market, you know what I'm saying? It ain't here yet. Like I said, you gotta make them like you. And usually, they play follow the leader. Everybody else like you, everybody else talking about you, they wanna know what they talking about. So now, you know what I mean, they gonna get on your music. But to make them do that around here, you gotta make them believe it. And to do that, I mean, if you got your chances are better in Atlanta, where they're willing to listen to a local guy, because we find a 2 Chainz every day around here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We find a fucking Jeezy yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Out here is like, shit, it don't happen enough. Or maybe like the right people ain't doing it or something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they could be here, but nobody's listening.
Yeah. And I think I think when it's my time, because I'm in mid-stride and making it my time. To be honest, like, I'm not playing. But I think when I know when I get on, like, that's when it's going to be there for January. Because I'm coming, like I said, I'm bringing it back. And whatever I got to do to get my guys in position, you know what I'm saying? Put them prior to them making the promise, like I said, like, you gotta put on what's around you. Like, you gotta help the guys around you. There's gotta be a whole, you know what I'm saying? I think when the right guy get in the office, that's what it happens. That's what I'm saying.
So how has hip hop impacted your life?
I think music impacted my life, but being that hip hop is my choice of music. I think it played a big role in my life, you know what I'm saying? I listen to music to calm down, or I listen to music to, you know what I'm saying, get into going to the club. You know what I'm saying? I think music is life.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I mean, that's what it sounds like you're saying. I mean, if you're not listening to hip hop, what kind of music are you listening to?
Listen to a little R&B. I might listen to some, let me see. I might listen to some pop every now and again. Some heavy metal stuff I like. I just like good music, man. If it catch my ear, I like it. As crazy as it may sound, like, listening to my music, as crazy as it may sound, man, if I like it, I like it. You know what I'm saying? And I like some of the stale music. I love some of the stale music. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's her name, right? Estelle?
Estelle? Oh, Adele, yeah.
Adele, yeah, I thought I was saying
it. Yeah, Rolling in the Deep. No, same thing. I remember when she first came out, I was kind of like, ugh.
See, and I ain't even here until I heard those songs.
Yeah, and then I heard those songs, and I was like, oh, shit, this makes me want to cry.
Yeah, see, the thing about it, man, to me, it's like, I try to keep my music as familiar as possible. You know what I'm saying? Because I know for me, when I hear music, like with some of those Adele songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, in some relationships, I haven't been the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of, when I hear it, it kind of takes the, like, the girlfriend that would make this song if she had the talent to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's that real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It makes me, this song makes me feel bad because it's that real. But it's so entertaining to listen to it. That's good music. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
And is that, I mean, in terms of sort of creating art out of what you know, I mean, is that, is that how you know that what you're doing is good? What you're doing is perhaps right in terms of making art?
I would say, I do it by me, man. I do it by what I think would be. And I get my opinion from my past as far as the music goes. You know what I'm saying? I know what they like.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I get that from the YouTube numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know what I mean? The radio spins. And, and so it's like a domino effect, for real. But as far as the art, like, man, I just love it, man. I'm in love with it. I'm infatuated with the music, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I gotta have that.
So, what do you think is hip-hop's place in American culture?
In American culture, from my point of view?
Yeah.
Oh, from my point of view, I mean, the biggest influence in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can watch movies that are so contrary to the content that's in hip hop, but it's a part of them that has a piece of hip hop in it. Like, it might be like a whole romantic movie, and one of the parts, the girl's trying to dance for her husband or something. You know what I'm saying? And she's dancing to Wawa Ass hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I think. Like, the biggest influence that they ever been introduced to. You know what I'm saying? Even though you don't like it, you don't like most of the content, you like hip hop because it's songs in hip hop. That's hip hop that you like.
So yeah, what do you think that that's what do you think then the fact that I agree with you in the sense that, you know, American culture these days, I mean, hip-hop is everything in a lot of ways. What do you think that's doing in terms of the way that, we think about ourselves as a country?
As far as the way we look at ourselves as a country, I don't really think it played no part. You know what I'm saying? Other than saying you can be what you want to be. Like, that's what we got to offer. You could be that if you want to. You could be a rapper if you want to. Hip hop artist. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? I can't see it playing a part in that.
And so, what do you think? What's hip hop's place going to be in your life going forward?
Hip hop is always going to be in the same spot as that right now. As long as I be, you know what I'm saying? Even if I don't like the music, in 2040, I'm listening to the music from 1999 and 2001, you know what I mean? So it's always going to be a part. So like I said, some of those albums I named earlier, to me those are classics. So, you know what I mean? I can always go buy one of those, if nothing else. And being I ain't heard it in so long, that's what it is. Matter of fact, I like Wiz Khalifa. It was Rolling Papers. Yeah, I like that album right there. I like his concepts, you know.
Sort of one last question that I like that you brought up. So when you're thinking of a song, I guess let's say you got. either you're thinking about writing a song, the lyrics, or you've got some beats and you want to write lyrics to it. How do you do that? I mean, are you writing in concepts? Are you just writing words together first, and then you're like, oh shit, this is this concept I want to do?
Like I said, once I find a melody, mm-hmm. that whatever part I'm trying to get is pretty much done. You know what I'm saying?
But okay.
Like, it depends on the beat also. Like, with a beat that, say when the beat drops and you're supposed to start rapping, mm-hmm. say that's the part where the chorus is supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, I can hear those in a beat. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody with music, with a music mind, or any knowledge of music can hear that. You know what I'm saying? So, once I hear where that's at, like, if the chorus is right there, mm-hmm. once I catch that melody, it's a rap, I catch the melody, and then, like I said, I put words to it, and, you know what I mean, I kind of just almost, like, go through my thoughts
mm-hmm.
and just say what come. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mm-hmm. say what come, and if it sound right, you know what I'm saying, I continue a little bit, you know, that's the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
Move on to the verse. Whatever the beat come on, that determines. That determined how the song's gonna go for me, and depending on how the beat sounds, how I want the melody to go in the music,
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
kind of determines the content mm-hmm. as far as like what I rap about or what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just listen to the beat, man. You know what I mean? Do my thing.
Mm. So, in terms of all my questions, we navigated our way through my list of questions. That being said, though, is there anything that like I should have asked that I didn't ask, or anything that that you want to say that I didn't ask? You know.
That's about it, man. I guess. How long is it going to be before this is released to the public?
Don't know yet.
I mean, you got an idea?
Hopefully, November at the earliest.
What's the latest?
The latest, February.
All right, bet. So, follow me on mm-hmm. Twitter, mm-hmm. at StreetsG4G, on Facebook, Streets Mr. Gusto. You can go on YouTube and type in Streets G4G, no spaces. You type that in on the YouTube, you pull up everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's about it, man.
Okay.
This is my first one, so, you know what I mean? My first interview.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, I'm learning.
All right, let me, all right. Well, and then just to close it, you know, thanks so much for being willing to sit down and talk and just describe what it is you do.
For sure. I appreciate it, man. Thank you for coming, man. Mm-hmm. Thank y'all for having me. You know what I mean? Supporting the music, the mm-hmm. movement, mm-hmm.